Exclusive, New Hampshire GOP House candidate Matt Mowers. $450,000 raised is powerful sign of grassroots enthusiasm. By Wendell Hasebo on October 4, 2021. New Hampshire Republican House candidate Matt Mowers exclusively told Breitbart News the enthusiasm in the Republican Party heading into the 2022 midterms is incredibly strong. As evidenced by Mowers' massive four-week fundraising haul of $450,000. This historic number is a powerful sign of grassroots enthusiasm early in our campaign, and it reflects what we are hearing all over the first district, Mowers said. Voters sick and tired of the pompous Pelosi socialist spending spree. Their weak on crime policies and their reckless national security decisions. We are confident that we will have the resources in the grassroots army that is strong enough to fight against the far-left special interests that want to fundamentally change our American values, Mowers added. Mowers, 32, a former Trump administration official who ran in 2020 for Granite State's 1st District and narrowly lost to Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, by 5 points, exceeded his last campaign's fundraising first quarter total by $100,000. Mowers appears to be the strongest candidate among six other Republicans running in the primary. An August primary poll marked Mowers at 43% support among respondents, well ahead of the other primary contenders. In an interview in September, Mowers told Breitbart News that he is focused on retaking the House by defeating Pappas, who votes with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, 100% of the time. Chris Pappas has voted with Nancy Pelosi literally 100% of the time. You know, he's a personal proxy vote for Nancy Pelosi on every single vote. And you know, Pelosi and Joe Biden are working in cahoots to totally re-engineer the American experiment, he said. With inflation, supply chain, and employment challenges created by the Democrat Party. Mowers also told Breitbart News President Biden's economic policies are hurting those in New Hampshire. Small businesses that are trying to hire people can't find anyone to work because no one wants to work when they're being paid to sit at home. The way that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chris Pappas are trying to do, Mowers said. And now we're seeing fewer job openings. Upon winning election in 2022, Mowers said he plans to conduct an oversight hearing on the Biden administration for their failures, he told Breitbart News. We need to have oversight hearings immediately, Mowers said. We need to be having this administration held accountable for what they've been doing. And we need to find out what they did wrong. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.